Recorded Books presents Every 90 Seconds, Our Common Cause, Ending Violence Against Women, by Anne P. DePrince, narrated by Susan Bennett. Introduction. Our Common Cause. I arrived to a high-ceilinged hotel mezzanine as the lights of downtown Denver flickered through enormous glass windows in 2017. In terribly uncomfortable shoes, I made my way over to a group of women I had known over many years of collaborating with agencies in Colorado to do research on violence against women. Gathered for a fundraiser and dressed in far different clothes than we usually wore when we met across conference rooms, our conversations differed too. Earlier that week, the movement that Tarana Burke started in 2006 had exploded onto social media as hashtag MeToo in the wake of reporting about media mogul Harvey Weinstein. Would things be different this time? Wondered this group of women who had spent decades working with victims and survivors of intimate violence. Footnote I. I use victim and survivor interchangeably throughout the book, and recognize that people vary in the terms they prefer be used. I also recognize that while I refer to people using the terms victim and survivor, intimate violence is but one part of women's stories. After all, women have endured sexual and physical violence at the hands of romantic partners, invading armies, and powerful men over millennia. Across that history, women's stories of violence have occasionally bubbled up to capture public attention, only to fade away. Something felt different, though, then and now. Awareness of violence against women in its many forms, sexual assault, domestic violence, intimate partner abuse, stalking, and sex trafficking, has never been greater. Since 2017, social media feeds have continued to share Me Too posts and stories of sexual assault. News outlets tell us about the rise in murders of women by their lovers, along with the toll that physical violence, stalking, and sex trafficking take on women around the globe. Award-winning films and television series, from prestige cable dramas to hard-hitting independent documentaries, bring the sights and sounds of relationship violence into our homes. Nonprofits across the country continue the unending work of providing victim services and advocacy. The federal government invests billions in victim services. Yet, rates of violence against women persist in the United States, U.S., at jaw-dropping levels, measured in lost dignity and potential across moments and lives. Every 90 seconds, a woman is sexually assaulted. In that same minute and a half, a current or former intimate partner victimizes a woman. Every 16 hours, one of those current or former intimate partners shoots and kills a woman. Nearly one out of every six women is stalked. One woman in 16 is raped during her first sexual experience. One in five women is sexually assaulted while in college. For generations, violence against women has been wielded to control and marginalize women of color and their communities. The sexual assault of Black and Indigenous women by white men across U.S. history has brutally reinforced racial hierarchies and white supremacy, tearing at the social fabric of families and communities. That history lives on today, reinforcing the supremacy of white, cisgender, able bodies. Indigenous women are murdered at a rate that is up to 10 times the national average, while Black and brown transgender women are murdered more often than their cisgender peers. Bisexual women and women with disabilities face higher rates of sexual assault than other women. Latina women are trafficked and abused at the U.S.'s southern border.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?